Hello, and welcome to Veteran Talk with your host, the one and only Priscilla Jones, and I'm excited to cast this podcast with you today. In between episode hiatus this month, I want to congratulate all the graduates from elementary, junior high, and high schools, and to all our college graduates for their hard work earning their degrees. My one and only daughter graduated from college with her bachelor's degree in math and is enrolled for her master's degree in education with concentration in math. I'm extremely proud of her, of her well-deserved achievements, and for her future endeavors. And a special congratulations to all our veterans and their dependents on their successful advancements in education is well-deserved. Now, just a brief word from our sponsor, Anchor, and then I'll be back to start the episode you've all been waiting patiently and enthusiastically for. Welcome back to our show. This is the episode entitled PTSD, You and Me, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. We've experienced this in our lives, you and me both, not just as veterans, but as civilians too. Now, I'm not undermining its debilitating effect on the human mind, and clearly I'm not a professional in the field of psychology, but I just want to engage your mind for a bit on the military part of us veterans. In this era of the Gulf War and our Iraq-Afghanistan War, our soldiers were apparently going through severe mental stress by what they saw and experienced. Most were younger than 30 years old, having to witness IED explosions, innocent-looking children carrying firearms, even blowing up themselves and people around them for their cause. Having to deal with this shell-shocked view of a new reality where their life is literally and figuratively on the line, being responsible for not just their own lives, but the lives of those they serve, theirs will be a memory burned into their minds forever. The PTSD, it affects each veteran differently. Statistically, I was nearly stunned by how categorically each generation of veterans suffered from PTSD. In Operation Freedom, that's OIF, and Enduring Freedom, that's OEF, which civilians know these two wars as Iraq-Afghanistan wars. The stats show that between 11 to 20% of every 100 veteran who served in these wars had PTSD diagnosed within 1 year of leaving service. In the Gulf War, known as Desert Storm, the stats show that 12 out of every 100 Gulf War veterans had PTSD in a given year after serving from that time. The Vietnam War veterans statistically showed that about 15 out of every 100 veterans were currently diagnosed with PTSD at the time of a recent study done in the late 1980s from the National Vietnam Veterans Readjustment Study. It was estimated that about 30, now that's pretty high, 30 out of every 100 Vietnam veterans have had PTSD in their entire lifetime. Now, it's always a hard time readjusting back to civilian life after serving in a military career. The crazy thing is that we can look normal and regular on the surface, giving our loved ones a glimpse of the person we once were. But internally, mentally, it's a battle to rearrange to a social life that's been detached. People want you to be normal, be the way they remembered you, yet you've come home changed, different, and the experiences keep flooding your mind as you attempt to stay in the present. At transition from the exit from the military service, no one checks our mental capacity of returning to civilian life. Oh, sure, we soldiers get a little downtime, but a high percentage of our time is on alert, inspections, reports, job performance, ensuring our war prepared mentally, and other factors that contribute to a great deal of high stress and anxiety in the veteran. Now, every one of us veterans experience PTSD. Some feel ashamed to admit it. Some refuse to acknowledge it. Some don't know they have it. And still others try to live with it and seek help. And I don't know if talking about the experiences further entrenches the PTSD trigger. To some, it's soothing. Some, it's a release. My experience in having PTSD is not diagnosed by a medical practitioner, but I would classify it as social anxiety. When I came out of service, I could at first only go to the grocery store across the street and immediately come back. Being in the open area was just too much exposure to me. Then the fireworks on the 4th of July cringed me as a reminder of the harsh reality training in boot camp. So I had to be inside the home while everyone else enjoyed the festivities. Slowly, I began going to train stations, being around a lot of people, clammed together, and gathering my wits just to get in preparation for visiting friends and relatives, shopping, and finally going back to work. I had no help, no therapy, but it was mentally hard, almost like I had to retrain myself to be a normal civilian again. It's a very emotional hardship to deal with, but hopefully our veterans will have access to resources to help them cope with their disorder. I don't see it as a mental illness, but a disorder, which takes re-education among other tools. If the veteran or a family member who's concerned for the mental state of their veteran loved one suspects that their PTSD episodes goes much deeper, like nightmares and flashbacks and depression or suicidal tendencies, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to the Veterans Suicide Prevention Hotline. In the U.S., it's 800-273-8255. There is help for you and recovery is not far away. Dial back and relax and focus on the best part of your life and live for greater, happier adventures. In spite of my condition, I laugh. I live for my husband and daughter, and I love all, even my haters and pretenders. You can become unstuck and live your life out loud. Take back your life 1 minute at a time. Well, that's all for me. Don't forget you can get me on social media, Twitter and IG at US Army Wise 20. Send me a DM. Subscribe and like on other podcasts. Send your comments. I read them all. And I thank you for your support. I appreciate you all. Thank you. And this is it for Veterans Talk.